And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crowe. A new act passed by the legislature will make the process of applying for expungement of a criminal record much easier. It should be online in 18 months. Brooke Thorington tells us more.
New Orleans Senator Royce DePlessis says Louisiana has one of the costliest and most cumbersome expungement processes in the country. The act calls for computer systems from various law enforcement agencies and clerks of courts to communicate with each other.
For the first time in the state, we're going to have these systems talking to one another, so it won't be overnight. There still will be a small application process, but it'll be much simpler than having to file the petition that currently exists.
He says even a nonviolent criminal record can keep one from employment and housing. I'm Brooke Thorington.
There was confusion in Baton Rouge in the last minutes of the legislative session as lawmakers only had about 20 minutes to look at the budget before they had to vote on it. The last-minute funding removal happened for the Jimmy Davis Bridge over the Red River in Shreveport. They say it will not delay the start of construction. In the final moments of the session, lawmakers removed $140 million from the Davis Bridge project. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says funding for the earliest phase of the project is secure, but House and Senate members must revisit the subject next spring.
Having the money taken out of the bill is a problem, and it needs to be restored in the future in order to make certain that adequate money is there to complete the 4 to 5 year project.
The Jimmy Davis Bridge is in Shreveport Representative Thomas Presley's district, and he says the 5 year long, $362 million project may begin on time, but lawmakers can't overlook its funding anymore.
There is a signed contract, so the state is obligated to fulfill the contract, but we have to make sure that the P5 money is restored during next session.
Some lawmakers from the region say the funds were cut from the bridge project as political payback, punishing those who voted against raising the state's expenditure cap to accommodate the spending of the surplus revenue. Presley is resisting pointing fingers. He says that the important news is that the construction of the new Jimmy Davis Bridge can begin on schedule.
We've got other sources of revenue for it. So we're able to work through that process, use those funds for now. So we just need to make sure that the P5 money gets put back in next year.
Construction on that bridge is expected to begin in the spring of 2024. Also, a large port in the New Orleans metro area was defunded out of the budget bill at the last minute. This is KEDM Public Radio.